This is day 5, and today's devotion is titled, Who's My Neighbor? By S. George Thomas. But first, let's open our hearts to God in praise.
Over wrongs I've done, over my distress, over fears I've held, you have spoken. Over suffering, over past regret, over sin's disease, you have spoken. All these things will fall, gone once and for all, when you say,
Luke 10:36-37 says, "So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." One day a lawyer came to Jesus asking, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus responded, "What is written in the law?" Without hesitation, the lawyer rattled off, "Love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself." When Jesus told him to go and do exactly that, the lawyer wanted clarification. "And who is my neighbor?" In other words, he was saying, "Tell me who I have to love and who I don't have to love. Who do I have to accept and who can I reject?" Instead of answering directly, Jesus told him a story about a man who set out on a journey from Jerusalem to Jericho. Everyone listening to Jesus that day knew the road wasn't one you wanted to take after dark because it was a notorious route for bandit raids. Sure enough, the man was attacked by robbers and thrown into a ditch to die. Eventually, a priest came riding by, but he angled across to the other side of the road to avoid him. The priest was followed by a Levite, another spiritual leader, who hurried by as quickly as possible. Then Jesus introduced a Samaritan as the hero of the story. This was revolutionary because the Jews despised Samaritans. But when the Samaritan came upon the wounded man, he was moved with compassion. He cleaned the man's wounds, placed him on his own donkey, and took him to an inn and paid for it. Jesus asked the lawyer, "Who do you think was a neighbor to the man who was beaten?" The lawyer couldn't even bring himself to say the Samaritan. Instead, he mumbled, "The guy who showed mercy." "That's right," Jesus said. "Now go and do the same." So what's the difference between the priest, the Levite, and the Samaritan? It all comes down to compassion. When he saw the wounded man, the Samaritan didn't say that the man should have known better. No, he picked him up and brought him to a place of healing. Ask yourself today, who's my neighbor? It's those who have been robbed by the bandits of the world, fear, despair, grief, pain, poverty, disease, hate, hopelessness, misery, then left for dead. Everyone has experienced this at some point. No one is exempt. Do we keep our distance or do we allow our hearts to be moved with compassion? Ask God to soften your heart to those around you, toward your neighbors, coworkers, and even strangers. Ask him to stir up a love and compassion within you for them and their needs. Ask him to give you the courage and wisdom to walk with them and offer them hope and life. Let's pray. Lord, would you help us today to be compassionate toward others we meet? Would you soften our heart toward people that are hurting around us and give us eyes to see them in the situation as you would see them, so that we might love them and reach out to them in compassion the way you would? Today. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture for memory is Proverbs 4:23-26. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Proverbs 4:23-26. Let's say that again. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Proverbs 4:23-26. One more time, let's say that again. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Proverbs 4:23-26. All right, great job. Let's go out and be Jesus' hands and feet today as we encounter people with his compassionate love.